there. It sounded like Gary, KB4CBA. Snipe, KB4CBA mobile.
488. Hey, Dave,
it's Patrick. Hey, how you doing, Ben? Do you sell any tools today?
A little slow today, but that's typical after a holiday week. And school gets out, so...
You heard anything else about your truck?
Oh, not really. I haven't. Last I heard, the finance company had the check and was doing the paperwork, but I ain't been able to get them to return a phone call in about a week now.
Well, good night. That's got to be frustrating. What's the name of the company?
Ben's Lease. They do a lot of leasing for fleets and stuff like we're doing with the trucks. But they're probably just like everybody else, short on help. But you can still shoot an email or something back to me and let me know that all the paperwork's done.
You're saying short on help. My wife, made an appointment with an app, and it had an 18-minute wait, and then all of a sudden it jumped to 90 minutes. And when she got there, she said, "What happened?" She said, "Somebody went home sick." So hang on just a minute. I got to place an order here. For HKX, KP4CBA.
Dave,
KO4AK. I had to run through the drive through there and get me something to eat before I play tennis. I don't like playing tennis on the empty stomach, so anyway. I went through Bojangles. They're usually really good about getting you through in a hurry.
Definitely one of the better drive-throughs, that's for sure. That one there on Wade Hampton, next to Tires Unlimited, is the one I assume you're going to.
One, right there, Taylor's, and even if there's one or two people in line there in front of me, that it doesn't take long to get you food.
Some of the other places, if there's one person in line, you're better off just to drive on.
Know what you mean. Oh, me. I tell you, well, I changed the oil in my car today and put in new filter on, and I noticed I had a squeaky brake in the front, and I thought it was the right front, and it must be the left front because of the I lubricated the caliper pins in the right front, which they were okay. They were sliding in and out, and but I put some more lube on them, and then it was still doing it, so I stuck my head out the window. I was in my garage, and I realized it was on the left side, so I said, well, I'll just do that next time. It's still moving, or it wouldn't be squeaking.
About certain things. You just know what it is and you put it off
because
they don't matter too much.
Sorry, I'm trying to drive and eat. It's a lot of fun when it sticks you. Well, I need to leave the sway bar, front sway bar bushing. Man, this thing has got a huge sway bar on it. the diameter. I don't think I've ever seen one that big. I know my other Mustangs weren't that big. And it's mounted a little different than I've seen in the past. But the bolts are easy to get to. The nuts are easy to get to. It's got real long bolts sticking out though. So I'm gonna have to use a deep socket. And I got to looking at it, and I already have the cover put back up where I have to access the oil filter, and I would have had it taken it back down to bushings, and I just said, you know what, I think I'll just do that next time. It's not that bad unless you go over, you know, like a speed hump or something like that. You'll hear it go, wah, wah, that kind of squeaky sound. I don't know what else to call it, but that's what it is.
Yeah, roger that. I've heard enough of them. I know exactly what you're talking about. What year Mustang do you have?
I have a 2012 GT.
Son's got a 2015 Mustang GT. He really loves that car.
So I know his is I think the horsepower went up, so what does his what's his rated at?
Honest with you, I don't know. That's when they went to the newer front end on the first year of it. They changed from yours to his. So, and I can't remember what the horsepower rating is at. I'm sure he could spout it right out to you.
I'm sorry, say it again. 500 and what?
435 horsepower on the Coyote engine. I had the same year, KA2 TXJ.
435. All right. Well, mine's rated at, what is it? 412 or something like that. I think it's 412.
Yeah, I had the 2007 4.6, and that was rated 300. Sorry to jump in there, but I thought I'd provide some useless trivia in KA2TXJ.
Before CBA. Yeah, this is really a step up in horsepower, because my other two Mustangs, they had around 225 or so. And when I got in this one, I remember test driving it, and I laid into the throttle on the unramp to 85 at Malden Road, and man alive, I said, dadgum, I have got to get me one of these.
Ray, spirited mover.
I have heard that they're going to put one, or make a Mustang that'll put out 1,000 horsepower.
Even drive that on a normal road.
Can make this one break. I've actually had the rear end break loose on me in third gear. So, I tell you, I mean, it's, I can't imagine 1,000 horsepower. That would just be unreal. I'd probably kill myself.
I mean, where are you really going to go to use that much power unless you regularly take it to a racetrack? Then you better be a really good driver, KA2TXJ.
If I took the racetrack, I'd be the slowest driver there, probably.
I know there's, I belong to the Foothills Mustang Club, and there's some guys that go to the track, you know, fairly regularly, and it sounds like a good idea until you wonder what happens if you wreck your car, if the insurance company will pay on something like that.
If you just don't tell them you know, where you were. And, you know, oh, well, you know, I was doing 180 miles an hour and I lost in the curb and hit the wall. So, you can just make up something. I don't know if they'd buy it or not. They found out you were racing. I believe that would void any kind of insurance policy that you might have on the vehicle. But luckily I've never had to go for a claim for something like that.
There's some explaining to do. I guess you could try the old Duran out in front of you trick. Came here to the grocery store, so I'll be back later. Nice chatting with you, KA2TXJ. I hear you on here all the time. I do a lot of lurking and listening, but I don't talk as much.
Well, I was just going to tell you, I have hit a deer, 65 miles an hour. It was on 385. We lived in Charleston. We were coming home for a Thanksgiving, and so it was on a Wednesday night. It was after church. We had to leave, and it was like 11:30. And sorry, that's my 440. Anyway, I had just gotten the car out of the shop from my wife being involved in a real big accident, and the day before, and it tore up the front end. So this deer did a good bit of damage to the front end, and I was not happy. I was not happy at all. But it fell under comprehensive, and at the time, I didn't have a deductible on comprehensive, and so it didn't cost me anything.
You know, where I come from in New Jersey, that's a pretty regular occurrence. Not that it's rural there, it's just that nobody shoots the deer there, and the deer are like squirrels. They're everywhere. They're in every suburb in the state, but they do some damage.
Well, the headlights were pointing straight down, so they weren't much use, and of course it was dark, but had my wife, and we just had we have two girls, but we just had the oldest daughter then, and she was in a car seat in the back seat. She was asleep. My wife was asleep until I hit the deer. She woke up screaming. It scared her to death.
Did you kill the deer or did it run away?
She was dead. I had a 2-meter rig in the car at the time, and my old Asden 4000, and said something about it, and this guy came on there and asked me where it was, so I told him, and so I guess, I don't know if he came and went and got it or what, but she had to be dead. I mean, she would have had, spent internal injuries at that speed. And when I looked out my window, when I looked out my window to the left, she was spinning around on the road on her side, going the same speed I was, there for a few seconds, and it was really a strange sight. And then of course, she, quit sliding and started, eventually stopped. And then I pulled over to, assess the damage and everything. So, it was a big mess, I tell you. It was a long time ago. I wasn't laughing at the time, I can tell you that.
Scare the heck chatting with you. Let me run and get my few groceries here, and I'll catch you the next time around. K2TXJ.
Travis, you still in there? Hey, well, this is KB4CBA Mobile. I have arrived, and I am signing off.